USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Demonstrators expressing solidarity with Cubans who waged a rare weekend of protests around their island nation shut down Miami's Palmetto Expressway Tuesday by mobbing onto the highway. An Iranian intelligence officer and three alleged members of an Iranian intelligence network have been charged in Manhattan with plotting to kidnap journalist Masih Alanjad, a human rights activist from New York, to Iran. The FBI says the plot was part of a wider plan to lure three individuals in Canada and a fifth person in the United Kingdom to Iran. All targeted victims had been critical of Iran. The COVID-19 curve in the United States is rising again after months of decline, with the number of new cases per day doubling over the past 3 weeks. It's being driven by the fast-spreading Delta variant. Thank you for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Let's get an update on the Afghan-U.S. troop withdrawal. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau explains.
The Pentagon announced last week that the U.S. military has withdrawn more than 90% of its troops and equipment from Afghanistan. This comes roughly 2 months ahead of the deadline President Biden had set earlier this year for American troops to pull out of the nation's longest war. Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton joins Fox News to discuss the consequences of the U.S. troop drawdown.
The Taliban's positions are advancing faster than the Biden administration predicted a few months ago, and that's a grave concern for America's security. We have to remember that Afghanistan is where Al-Qaeda launched the 9/11 attacks from.
Some Republicans have sharply criticized the withdrawal of all troops, arguing that zero presence of American soldiers will embolden the Taliban. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
We are USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
There were strong words from Governor Ron DeSantis on Tuesday at a roundtable discussion at the American Museum of the Cuban Diaspora.
They are revolting against a corrupt communist dictatorship that has ruled that island with an iron fist for over 60 years, that is responsible for death and destruction.
Former Miami-Dade mayor and Cuban-born Carlos Jimenez.
It is not about vaccines. It is not about food. It is about liberty. The Cuban people are fed up. We need to help dissidents inside the island by giving them financial support.
DeSantis called on the Biden administration to take a strong stance against the oppressive communist regime that has been using violence against its own people to crush dissent for more than six decades. Tuesday's inflation indicator, the Consumer Price Index, shows Americans are now paying well over 5% more for everyday items than we did 1 year ago. Economist Steve Forbes is sounding the alarm.
Inflation's here for a while. We're getting the whirlwind of what was done last year and the year before. Even before COVID, the Fed was printing too much money. They went on a binge last year, perhaps for understandable reasons, but they overdid it. And then I think everyone's underestimated the huge disruptions, supply chain disruption, when you shut down the global economy. It's not like a light switch. The Fed, I think, is realizing bad things are coming and they're trying to find desperate ways to stem the leaks in the dam. But with all those spending bills coming through, what they go through, watch out. The dam will break.
I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.